Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." We can see in America today that America has upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate what God has called, not sin, my friends, but an abomination through homosexual marriage on television.
You know, nothing makes God happier than when two people, any two people, come together in love. Friends?
If it's not the homosexuals trying to convince the American people that everyone is so happy and accepting of their abominable life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because you got to remember sin is moral, not physical, well, then it's Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian, being burned at the cross. By the way, this is what they do to heretics. Gotta wonder what her daddy, the preacher, is thinking right now. We also seen the little hypocrite Beyonce, another self-professed Christian, showing the world what she has got. And of course, she did it all without shame. Friends, you do need to know that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And do remember that Jesus said that many would come in my name and shall deceive many. The answer to their delusions is, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, friends. Be wise. Be not deceived. We also see Madonna, you know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. Well, she was also recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Pretty weird. Why all of these immoralities, my friends? It is as if someone is trying to push a message through these musicians, is it not? Does it not strike you that these debased individuals are promoting what the government is attempting to pass through new legislation? To say things are getting a little weird is to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature. And what we see is them that are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls, worship him, and that with a whore's forehead. Matthew 4:9. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. These are the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. As John Adams, the second president, rightly said, decadence follows luxury. And decadence defined means a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. So here's my point to all of this debasedness. Does it not strike you that they, the supposed musicians here, do that which is illegal and unlawful on stage only to promote the next agenda that this government attempts to pass as new legislation? For example, gun control measures, marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, Satanism, evolution, fornication, and the such? I have to ask, who's doing the legislating? The musicians or the government? It is as if someone behind the scenes is pushing all of this, and I'm not being facetious, this is exactly what they are attempting to do, push unlawful legislation on the people. Listen to what Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which has become one of the most profitable and influential television networks of all time, he stated, "The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them."
A poor player.
What about recording artist Marilyn Manson? He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. To lure people in, he said, once we got them, we can give them our message." Or what of guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave? He said on Rage TV, "We are able to seduce some people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message." Or take a look at a neurologist, Dr. Richard Pellegrino, as he was quoted insane in January 23rd of 1999, take it from a brain guy. "In 25 years of working with the brain, I still can't affect a person's state of mind the way that one simple song can." So again, friends, I ask you, when Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation, I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people," was he right? Yes, he was. And that with the help of fools that help destroy civilizations.
Thank you.
bbsradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to give you a quick shout-out real quick. If you want to call in, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you can call in at any time, please don't wait till the last moment, folks. I don't like cutting people off at the end of the show. But again, one more time, 281-845-4704. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page as well. And friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. You guys all know that the brand new movie's coming out, Bonhoeffer. And Bonhoeffer is the guy that returned to Germany. 80 million people stood up to the dictator. And that was none other than yours truly, Mr. Adolf Hitler, back in the 20s and the 30s. And he did it with a resistance movement to restore order and law concerning that republic, which was established that Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich continuously overthrew by using emergency measures. Pay attention. Well, with that said, that's going to be out tomorrow. Tim had actually said, morning show host from sonsoflibertymedia.com, before you watch the new Bonhoeffer propaganda film, view the true story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer right below here. And so what I did is yesterday, I took the time. It was about a two-hour documentary. I love to learn. And in the process, I watched the documentary called Hanged on a Twisted Cross. And folks, it was pretty in-depth. And it was quite interesting after telling the life and times of his childhood all the way up until the point where he became a theologian. He was traveling all over the world, literally, and he started to pay attention as to what was taking place in Germany. And when he got back into Germany, he discovered that it was a lot worse than the way that the news outlets were actually promulgating that information and disseminating information, playing it down. I mean, how could it be otherwise when you look at the United States of America? What was it, 1935, 1938? Adolf Hitler was the man of the year in America, no joke. And with that, folks, the Dietrich Bonhoeffer documentary called Hanged on a Twisted Cross was very informative because it was interesting to see how he overthrew the people. Understanding when Adolf Hitler first came into power, it was less than 2.38% of 80 million people that wanted him in position of government or overseer of that province or that country, per se. And only 2.38% out of 80 million Germans. And what was also interesting, friends, is he promised them the world while he was stealing it away from them, just like what you're hearing today. It's also interesting to know, friends, that he wanted to make Germany great again. That was the slogan, make Germany great again. And the first thing he did when he got in power, and what got him to power was the church, by the way, because that was the reason Dietrich Bonhoeffer went back, that theologian during that particular time. He started noticing that it was the church during that time that was actually elevating Adolf Hitler into power. Martin Niemöller also writes a book about this after he went through the whole process of being thrown into a death camp. He made it out. He wrote a book apologizing to all of the said Jewish people of the day, to the gypsies and the dissidents, right? Those that knew too much, that were destroyed by the likes of Adolf Hitler. He accused the church of being the problem. They were the ones that were actually putting him in power to commit the crimes that he was committing, and history teaches us just that. As a matter of fact, if you go over to Germany today, I got a friend there, as a matter of fact, there's laws in place that condemn this sort of activity that which took place in Germany back in the 20s and the 30s, that to which you're seeing in America today. The list goes on. He began to overthrow power. Using emergency orders is one of the first things that he did. He began to demoralize the people. He began to fulfill all the promises that he promised the people of Germany, only again to create war. And then what history teaches us is we find that Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich were actually the ones that were creating, through his brown shirts, the crisis that Adolf Hitler would come behind after the crisis was created, and that he would play the problem solver, only to teach us that he was the one that was creating the problems. Oh, folks, it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. If you're going to go see Dietrich Bonhoeffer, at least get an understanding of who he was, rather than what Hollywood wants you to believe it to be, because what they're going to do is they're going to try to twist the history of Dietrich Bonhoeffer concerning that period of time, and they're going to try to set an anti-Semitic flavor and poison the minds of the people that are watching it and try to equate it from that time to this time. And this is what we see continuously. I mean, look at what they're doing with Martin Luther King Jr., who was a prophet, who went down in history as a prophet, as one that was standing up and liberating the people with the use of the law. It wasn't an issue of color. It was an issue of law. And then only to equate him to what? None other than George Floyd. No joke. No joke, folks. This is like apples and oranges, right? And if you want to take it scripturally, it's like taking a saint and then equating him to one of the minions of hell, which is found in John 8:44. It's the same thing that they're going to try to do through Dietrich Bonhoeffer's testimonial. But if you have not seen this, folks, I'd actually encourage you to do so. Again, Tim Brown posted this yesterday. It's called Before You Watch the New Bonhoeffer Propaganda Film, View the True Story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Now, I also want to add this before the break comes up on me. Folks, when we're talking about the Jewish people, yes, Jesus had a Jewish mother. Yes, he was the Christ incarnate. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay? But you have to understand that you need to make distinction by our Savior from his mouth as to what the Jews were and who they weren't. And I'm talking about Revelation 3:9. Make distinction between those that are of the synagogue of Satan and those that belong to the Lord as the real Jews of the day. Because there is a counterfeit Israel going on that's being created, folks. And they're trying to sell you that they are God's people, when in fact, if you look at the fruit of what they are committing, because a wicked tree or an evil tree cannot bring forth a good fruit, can it not? No. But they're using the media to continuously cover for the crimes that they're committing as they claim to be God's chosen people, when in fact, they're the synagogue of Satan. Also read Romans 2:28 and 2:29. Make distinction, friends, just like every other issue that we talk about on this show. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
In today's world, where real men are both marginalized and suppressed, we need to rise up as men and take responsibility for our duties. When you listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio, you will get a fully charged mandate for what you need to be doing. Bradley blends both biblical responsibilities and our God-given rights in his message to embolden anyone who listens. Both our families and especially our kids are at extreme risk, and real men need to take a stand and stop the madness. You will gain both strength and biblical direction by tuning in to Bradley Dean.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, social media platforms, as well as BeforeIt'sNews.com. You want to call in 281-845-4704. I want to give you one more thought concerning what I was talking about during the last segment. When I was watching the Bonhoeffer film last night, the documentary, Hanged on a Twisted Cross, that Tim highlighted on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I said to Tim after I got done watching it, I said, dude, this is exactly what Children of the Apostate addresses. We're on the front of it. He was on the back end of it. But I'm telling you, folks, if you want a book to get you to understand, like when you're in a mall where it says you are here, this is that book, Children of the Apostate. Just got done writing it 3 months ago. It's now available. By the way, thank you for the orders. Do want to let you know that all orders will go out tomorrow morning. You will have them within 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS. I'm telling you 2 to 3 days, regardless of what coast you're on, east or west. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Children of the Apostate. Folks, again, this is You Are Here map is what that book is all about. We're ahead of the game right now prophetically, but I'm telling you what, folks, if we don't know the history, we're going to get caught up on the other side, and then it's going to be too late, and that's where Bonhoeffer got involved in the issues of the day during that particular time. I was just bringing up the fact that they love to. And if you want to understand 1 Kings 13:33, listen, this will turn on 1,000 lights concerning what's going on in politics, what's going on in the church. When you look at 1 Kings 13:33, and it says, after this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, he returned not from his evil way. He was going headlong into hell, and he wanted to bring everybody with him. What does it say that he made concerning his subordinates, those that worked for him, those that were subject to him in his rule? He made him of the lowest of the people priests. This explains the grams. This explains the hierarchy, which you see on television concerning the professed Christians of America today. If you read the Bible, you're going to know that they're nothing but a bunch of con men for the most part. Not every one of them, but for the most part, they are controlled opposition. They are in line to keep the evangelicals in line to what government is doing. Just ask Franklin Graham concerning what he's been doing, just like his daddy did for decades. It says, but made of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places. He put them into high positions. To what? To lower the morale, to put the devil in the place of Christ as the new standard, right? Whosoever would, he consecrated unto himself, and he became one of the high priests of the places. In other words, if you sell yourself out to the devil, he's the one that said, listen, I'll give all of this to you, which is found in the book of Matthew 4. Okay? It's exactly what corruption is doing, folks. They're taking the debased, they're taking the lowest of the people, and they're putting them in high positions because they want to lower morale. That gives them, and I'm talking about corruption in government, a free hand to act arbitrarily. Now let's go back to something I said concerning Martin Luther King Jr. and that of George Floyd. Do you know that George Floyd, here, let me show you this so you can see this on social media platforms. Minneapolis shares vision for George Floyd Square. They claim that the area has completely flourished. Now, friends, you're looking at the guy right now that was raised up in the hood. I was raised up in North Minneapolis a good portion of my life. Outside of that, I moved 36 times before I moved into the position where I am right now. And I'm talking about my place of residence. But I lived in South Minneapolis. It's never been a safe place to live, okay? So for them to call it a place of, talking about the George Floyd Square, that it's a place that has flourished, no, it hasn't. It's flourished with a bunch of people coming from Somalia, I can tell you that. So this should come as no surprise as to what they're attempting to do in equating that again back to 1 Kings 13:33. Look at this. They made George Floyd a square? I mean, as if to suggest this repeat criminal needs to be honored? Did you know that in Brooklyn, New York right now, they have a statue of the head of George Floyd? I mean, you got to ask yourself the question, how debased, desensitized, and dummied down have a people become that they would take a man like this, a criminal like this, and then put him up on high as if to suggest he needs to be honored in the place of righteous men in Christ? Well, guess what, friends? That's exactly what they've done. It's exactly what they've done, okay? Here it is. George Floyd, a repeat criminal, okay? According to this article here, and according to this captain of the police and the chief of police in New York, he stated that the individual, George Floyd, was responsible for several burglaries or robberies, two violent home invasions, and several burglaries and several car thefts. Okay, I want you to see this so you can understand the man that they're honoring here. This is what they want to do. You know, and folks, is it true that history is written by men who hung heroes? Well, you tell me, folks, because it seems like if you're doing the wrong thing, you're promoted in this system in America today. But if you do the right thing, they want to demote you. They want to rid themselves of you because you're a problem. Well, guys like me are the light that exposes their darkness, Ephesians 5:11. Isn't that what we're all supposed to be doing? Absolutely. How could they take a criminal like George Floyd and equate him to such a man as Martin Luther King Jr.? And before you jump the gun on Martin Luther King Jr., do remember I spent several hours with Roger Wilkins, the head of the Department of Justice, who was along with Martin Luther King Jr. during the time of the 60s. I spent 3 hours with none other than Andrew Young, the former government, former mayor, forgive me, of Atlanta, Georgia. And I also spent some time with Sam Kyle, who was standing right next to him when he was shot in the neck by a mushroom bullet when he was murdered by your government. Okay? I just want you to make sure I got firsthand information from the people that were with him during those times, even when he was murdered. And he is not at all the way that they tried to sell him to you Americans. That all came from you or from the likes of the sodomite, homosexual head of the FBI, none other than J. Edgar Hoover, who had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr. Why? Because of the power that he possessed to bring about the change that the people needed during that particular time. Okay? Again, if you want to check out what they're doing here, this is the record that George Floyd leaves. Floyd was arrested also twice for theft charges. One for 50 to 500. The other listed as theft from person, which is a part of a plea deal. Now in America, I guess when you commit a crime, you can just go ahead, if you have enough money, you can just go ahead and make a plea bargain. If you give the government an indulgence, they'll just go ahead and lessen the crime and the consequence of the crime because you just gave them that indulgence. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. Jesus rebukes the commandments of men, which make void the commandments of God. The Bible tells us in Exodus 20 that when, or 22, that when you steal, you're supposed to restore fourfold, period. When you steal, you're supposed to restore fourfold. Not this nonsense. Plea bargaining because you have a little extra money. Floyd was also arrested again in 2007. This was for aggravated robbery in which he and five other men broke into the apartment of a woman named Henriquez to find drugs and money, according to the documents. So, folks, what they're doing here is the mainstream media is trying to lessen the crimes of George Floyd as a reason and as an excuse to go ahead and teach the younger generation that these are the kind of guys that we need to honor. I mean, folks, again, you can't make this up. There was no self-sacrifice here. He was a criminal. He was a drug addict. If you've watched the video, folks, of him when he went through that whole debacle with the police during that particular time, you'll understand perfectly as to what you're dealing with. He was a drugged-out criminal, a repeat criminal. And I'm segueing perfect into what I'm going to be talking about. That phone call just came in. It was actually a perfect time for that phone call to come in because I was just going to jump over. And maybe I'll just hold up a moment. Folks, I see a call coming in. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. In the meantime, as I'm waiting for information to pull up on the phone call here, I have a little computer right next to me, if you can see it. It's called a backbone, and I can see when phone calls are coming in, and then I get information as to who's calling and where they're calling from. That's what I'm waiting for right now. I want to make clear, that's why you hear continuously on this radio program, friends, that we are constantly magnifying the Christ as the standard. We are constantly magnifying the law that God gave, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as the answer, as we are the law unto judgment and establishing righteousness and peace within the gate. That's why I continuously point my finger back at him who is the captain of our salvation, who is the lion of the tribe of Judah, who is God incarnate. His name is Jesus Christ. We got Stacy calling from Minnesota. Thanks for calling in, Stacy. That was like perfect timing before I was going to segue into the next point. What say you, my friend?
I say that praise the Lord.
Oh, Stacy, I'm sorry. I got a heartbreak coming up on me right now. Just hold on. I'll pull you right up on the other side of the break. Again, sorry about that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting from Minnesota. It's 37 degrees here. Now, I do want to let you know, over the last couple days, they have been chemtrailing like mad. Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. And if you want to know why things are fluctuating so drastically, just go ahead and look up. You'll see them dropping lines all over the place. Then it starts to get a little bit warmer. Then they'll back off, and then all of a sudden the natural course will take its course. Natural, you know, it'll naturally rain or snow or whatever the case is concerning that time of the year. But when you see them spraying, it's all messed up. It gets real dry. But when they're not spraying, everything seems to be totally fine. But that's what they're doing. Go ahead and cross-check me on that chemtrails. The mainstream media is highlighting this. There's states that are now putting a stop to it. I think there's two or three right now on the record that are telling the government, you need to quit dropping these chemicals down on the people. And the list goes on. So again, check out chemtrails. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that we have a window right now between November and December. If you want to have us come out to your state, do your church service, do a couple services, do a couple churches, whatever the case might be, now is the time to do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, we do church every Sunday now. We will be doing it live from this platform every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. So one more time, if you want to call in, please do. We got two segments to go, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Stacy, thanks for holding on. I did not mean to cut you off. We had a hard brake bump up against us. So what were you saying now?
Well, I just want to say praise the Lord for all you guys do. He's on the throne, and I think that those reprobates in power suddenly are a little uncomfortable, because even the methods that they're using, of course, they're doing evil to us with our weather. But, you know, we keep praying and saying, God, you're sovereign. You'll only let this go on as long as possible. We are praying for things to change, and we are speaking out. Our voices are speaking out, and they can't just tell us what to do anymore.
Well,
I think they're seeing that.
Yeah, well, Stacy, they are. You're exactly right. I think I was just doing an interview not too long ago where somebody said they're losing the narrative. They've been losing the narrative since day one. The problem is they're losing the narrative, yet people are still listening to that narrative. They're seeing that what they mean as good is actually evil, and vice versa, bitter, sweet, sweet, bitter, light for darkness, darkness for light, Isaiah 5:20. The people are on to the fact that they've lost the narrative, but that also explains through totalitarian methods as to why they're tightening the noose on censorship and suppression. If the American people don't stand up and throw off that bulwark against tyranny concerning the tyrants that are tightening the noose, we're going to lose it all. And George Washington was right when he said, listen, if you're going to allow them to basically censor speech, you're going to be as a sheep led to the slaughter. And that's exactly where we're going to go if we don't put a stop to this now while we have the time to do so. Totally agree. I think I just lost Stacy. I don't know what happened there. But thank you for the call. Totally agree. Totally appreciate the phone call. 281-845-4704. Let's get over to this, because I want you to see this. The show today is Hollywood's Filth Wants to Teach You About Morals. Now, can I ask the question, where is it that the American people have taken on that somehow these said sports icons, these said movie stars, and these said celebrities and politicians, how is it that somehow or another that they have become a people of importance? Every single one of them is being used in one way or another to deceive you so they can get their hand in your pocketbook inadvertently or advertently. In other words, they're trying to get at the money that they're making by going along with this alliance of hell that they're a part of in Isaiah 28, verse 18. Okay? And what am I talking about? I'm just tired of people parroting corrupt politicians or parroting corrupt actors. They're actors. So are politicians. They're actors, right? Folks, you know, our forefathers used to warn us that acting was a sin. Why? Because they're taking on something that is not them. They're trying to portray themselves as being what it is that they are not. Speaking of politics, you know, it was John Sewell, the attorney general, who was friends with John Adams during the founding era of our country, that said, the man and the office are one and the same. You better bet your bottom dollar they're one and the same. The people should just know the difference. And if they don't know the difference, shame on you. And what am I talking about? The filth that they spew. And it's not, by the way, just from Hollywood. It's the mainstream media that's normalizing the crimes, along with the corruption in the Supreme Court and the courts across the country that fail to enforce the law. And folks, and instead of forcing the law and magnifying the law, what are they doing? They're tearing down the law. Read Ecclesiastes 5:4 in keeping a vow. They swore to uphold the law. That's not what they're doing. You can also look at Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23, verse 23 as well when you get a moment. But here we are. Hey, folks. You know, there's one guy that he plays like he's got a really high opinion of himself, and I don't know why. I mean, he's a filthy animal. He calls himself a Pentecostal. You know what Pentecostal is, by the way? You know, when they were celebrating the Pentecost in the book of Acts? Did you know what that was? They were celebrating the giving of God's moral law on Sinai. God's moral law. How people separate and then take on the new narrative, I know not, but that's exactly what Pentecost was. Well, this guy, Denzel Washington, he calls himself a Pentecostal, and he thinks he's going to heaven. Folks, I mean, this is the guy, the actor, and a self-professed Christian, again, he's the one that teaches people through his films how to commit adultery. Denzel Washington's the guy that commits fornication on screen. Oh, by the way, it's the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery in Exodus 20. And 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, fornicator shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. But he's teaching people the devil's methods by transgressing God's law, 1 John 3:4. Denzel Washington's the same guy that teaches people how to commit gun violence by murdering people on a screen, right? Denzel Washington, you know, the moral standard that wants to tell you and me as to how we're supposed to live our lives, he's the one that teaches you how to lie. But he's just acting, right? He's the guy that teaches you how to steal, right? But he's just acting. He's the one that's being used by the devil to teach you how to drink and to swear. And yet somehow or another, he wants to tell you how you're supposed to live your life. What is the definition of a hypocrite? I mean, Jesus said it in Matthew 23, verse 3. You tell others what they're supposed to do, but you yourself don't practice what you preach. This is insane. Here, I want to tell you what sparked this conversation. This is what's coming out now. A new rendition of Gladiator 2 is now coming out, right? Denzel Washington, with a big smile on his face, said, man, I kissed another man. I kissed another man on screen. And he does it because he's deceived himself into believing that when he betrays such acts, that somehow or another, the blood of Jesus Christ has covered his sin that he remains in. He is sadly, sadly mistaken. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. There's no truth in this guy, folks. Well, you can say, well, Bradley, who are you to judge? I'm just, again, giving you the judge's word. If you don't like it, you better take it up with him then, friends, because I'm sick and tired of this hypocrisy. Denzel said, I actually kissed a man in the film, but they took it out. They cut it out. I think they got a chicken. I kissed a guy full on the lips, and they weren't ready for that yet. This is the guy that tells the black communities as to how they're supposed to live their life. Hey, folks, what's the difference between him and the world? Nothing. Nothing, because what he says and what he does are two different stories. I'm going to go ahead and take my friend Bill from Michigan. Bill, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you about this topic, my friend?
Oh, Bradley, these are some sick individuals, are they not, today?
Oh, big
it's
time.
Crazy.
And hypocritical, majorly.
One of these things that I've been reading, it actually came from David Barton on Original Intent. Thank you for that, by the way, for pointing me that direction. There's a specific case in 1850, right, not that terrible long ago, from the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania. One of the decisions and the opinions of the judges there, they had said that the destruction of morality renders the powers of government invalid. And that is exactly what we see, and you say it all the time here, but when we lower the morality and demoralize people, they are able to do whatever they want because there is no more standard.
That's right.
And that was over just a small photo that he was charging. It was supposed to be obscene, in 1850 obscene, right? That's like nothing today. But he was charging people to go in and look at this obscene photo, and that was the conviction for that guy back then. How far have we progressed? And now you talk about stuff like this, where sodomy and any agenda that is against God, any anti-Christ person comes out and is being portrayed as some Hollywood elite that the people are supposed to respect. It's insane, brother.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to add this too because I got Denzel Washington up right now. Denzel Washington has also been called out by some of the kids that have been used at Diddy's parties as attending Diddy's parties. And Diddy is nothing short of a pimp for the agencies that are unconstitutional to demoralize these people so they continuously wield control over them through extortion. That's exactly what's going on. So Denzel Washington is a part of the problem, and I'm just talking about him. I mean, I can go on, Bill. I can talk about the likes of Tom Hanks, Mark Wahlberg, Brad Paisley, Dwayne Johnson. They all, matter of fact, I just seen Dwayne Johnson not too long ago making jokes about drinking the blood of children. Like it's something to be mocked or made light of. It's pretty crazy. Thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate it, guys. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 281-845-4704. I'm going to show you some videos in a moment.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish His own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. I can hear this. I can hear it. I hear it all the time. I hear it one way or another. Either somebody calling in, and that doesn't happen too often, which, by the way, if you'd like to, and confront me for judging, 281-845-4704. I would strongly suggest that if you call yourself a Christian and you're going to call and you're going to contend for the faith with me, then I would strongly suggest that you define what a Christian is. Christ-like. He that abideth in Him sinneth not, right? Christ, again, is the standard, not your excuses. And we're talking right now about the filth that Hollywood spews out that the narrative the mainstream media spews out. Again, I can go to Micah 6:16 on that. And also going over to what musicians and pop stars and celebrities and sports icons, what they promote. It's filth. The American people have somehow or another taken on that they're people of importance. No, they're not. They've sold themselves out to be in the position to deceive you so they can make money off of their deceptions. And that's a fact. And in the process, what they don't realize is they're being deceived themselves, right? But it's absolutely true. You know, another one of these guys, by the way, is none other than Chris Pratt. And I'm just naming a couple of them. You can go down the list from A to Z alphabetically. They're all a part of the problem. Unless they're ones that are taking a stand. And if they are taking a stand, you can rest assured they're going to be ostracized from this spewage of sewage that comes from California, known as Hollywood. And for those that didn't know, did you know, because I'm going to ask you and I'm going to give you the answer to it, it used to be called Hollywoodland. And all that property where Hollywood is now, it's interesting, that used to be given to churches to establish their church parsonages for free. That land was given to them for free. The church has been derelict of duty for decades in this country. Matter of fact, they gave up even cross-checking all the films that were released on the populace, not just in America, but worldwide. It was the church's responsibility to vet movies before they could release them. Now look what they're presenting to the people. Anything goes. Anything goes. So instead of thou shall not, which used to be upheld all the way up until 68, concerning the films that were released for the most part, now it's do what thou wilt, which is the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. And again, this isn't far-fetched. Just ask them. They'll show you. But speaking of Chris Pratt, the reason this guy bugs me so much is because the way people talk about him, they post him as if he's some Christian hero. The same thing they do with politicians. You see what I'm talking about. Same thing they would do with football players and baseball. You get the point, all across the boards. You know, if these people that were trying to justify the compromises and the sins of those that they attempt to justify, if they were really Christians, do you realize they would be condemning the actions right along with us? I mean, they're hypocrites. If Jesus was really their Lord, would they be condemning, they would be condemning what it is that many are attempting to justify. It shows you what they're trying to justify is what they're guilty of, because they're at length trying to justify the unjustifiable within themselves. So when they try to say, well, it's okay, he's just compromised a little, he's just a little diplomatic, whatever the case is, that just means the person trying to justify it is the one that's guilty of the same exact sin. And I'm here to tell you that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. You can go ahead and justify. I didn't know that excusing sin or trying to justify the unjustifiable was the new standard. But apparently it is. And Chris Pratt exhibits this to a T. Everybody, somehow or another, just like Denzel Washington and so many others, oh, they're Christians because they said so. No. The devils believe and tremble. Folks. These are people, in fact, now not talking about the devils, but the men, which are half beast and half devil without the grace of God, said Whitfield. These are the ones that are exhibiting their compromise. And it's not the Lord that they're emulating, friends. They're emulating what's in their heart. And what's in their heart is, again, not the Holy Ghost. Check this out. This is Chris Pratt in one of his movies. This guy really went to a degree that I would have never touched in a million years, but he went there. Check this out. Check this out. It's coming up.
Oh, yeah? You don't want to tell me where she is? That's fine. I'll kill all three of you, and I'll beat it out of Thanos myself, starting with you.
Wait, what? Thanos? All right, let me ask you this one time. What master do you serve?
What master do I serve? What am I supposed to say, Jesus?
Oh, dude.
You're from Earth. Not from Earth, I'm from Missouri.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, dude, I mean, don't tell me that wasn't purposed at his professing faith or his profession of faith in Christ. Why would they have given that shot to him? And then the real question is why would Chris Pratt go along with it? Because as I just got done telling you, folks, just go ahead, pull the curtain back a little bit. Anybody in Hollywood that is in the limelight, they're making sacrifices every step of the way. Every step of the way. What he did there, I constantly go back to the Lord and say, by your grace, I will never do. Because what he did there is dangerous business. Matthew 10:33 says, but whosoever shall deny me before men, he didn't just deny him, he mocked him. But he said, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him also, and him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. And folks, what it comes down to is this. They profess that they know God. They can profess it all day long. But in what they do, in their works, they deny him just like Chris Pratt just did. Just like Denzel Washington just did. Just like the majority of those that profess to be what you clearly see that they are not. They're abominable. They're disobedient. And unto every good work, they are reprobates. That means they are abandoned to their own sin, and it is exactly what they've given themselves to. They just showed you. Now, I have a list in front of me right now. It's the provision and codes of the motion picture code and production code as to what could be released and what couldn't be, what was censored, what was prohibited, and what isn't. Or what could be. I'm sorry, I'm trying to say it both ways. What you could do and what you couldn't do is what I'm trying to say. It's interesting because I'm just going to kick down this provision of codes. No picture shall be produced that will lower moral standards. Listen carefully. Correct standards of life subject to only to the requirements of drama and entertainment shall be presented. Law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed. Law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its own violation. This is the motion picture production code. These are provisions of the code. You couldn't do what they're doing today, friends. Nakedness and suggestive dances were completely prohibited. The ridicule of Christianity was completely forbidden, and ministers of Christianity were not to be represented as comic characters or villains. What are they doing today, friends? Everything you're allowing them to do. The depiction of illegal drugs was completely forbidden, as well as the use of liquor. They were not, when not required by the plot or proper characterization. When is the last time those that watch movies today put that up against Psalm 101 verse 3 where King David said, I will put no wicked thing before mine eyes. But how many that watch movies today, when is the last movie that you've seen Hollywood promote or promulgate that did not promote the use of drugs or alcohol? Every single movie you'll see come out of Hollywood promotes drinking and or drug use or both. Methods of crime, safe cracking, arson, smuggling were not to be explicitly presented. References to alleged sexual perversion such as homosexuality, a venereal disease, it was completely forbidden. Why? Because our laws condemn it. You couldn't even depict depictions of childbirth. You couldn't actually show it. The language section banned various words and phrases. Back in 1944, you couldn't even use the word nuts or dang or lousy. Did you know this? This is how far America's have fallen. You need to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Murder scenes had to be limited in a way that it would discourage imitations in real life. Now it's promoted. Brutal killings could not be shown in detail. Look what you see now. You can see their brains being bashed out, right? Revenge in modern times is not to be justified. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures could not or shall not imply the low forms of sexual relationship that are accepted or common thing. Adultery in movies, completely illicit. You see this on TV all day long through the sponsors such as Procter & Gamble concerning what they call soap operas. What do you see? Everything you're not supposed to see according to the law, which is premised on God's law concerning the motion picture code, was forbidden. Now they're normalizing it. America, what's wrong with your country? You lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. You need to get back to the Word of God and to Him and Him alone and come to the realization that Christ is King and He is the standard. Acts 17:31. See ya.